There is a temptation in today's gospel reading to split it into two halves. There's the bit about the food laws and the purity laws and what makes somebody clean and unclean. And then there's the bit about the Canaanite woman. And in some of the Bibles, it's actually split into two sections, and the second piece is headed the faith of the Canaanite woman. So we begin to think these are two separate stories. But they're not. They're intricately linked. Jesus is in the middle of a debate in the passage that we've got. He's in the middle of a debate with the scribes and the Pharisees, which has been going on for a couple of chapters beforehand, and it'll carry on for a bit afterwards as well. And Jesus is having his authority questioned by the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, who are you that you do all these things? You know, who do you say that you're the Son of God? So his authority is being questioned. And Jesus, at the same time, is questioning the interpretation of the law that the scribes and the Pharisees have. And by extension, you know, the understanding that the scribes and the Pharisees have in terms of their picture of God. So it's a very kind of Jewish debate that's going on, and it's following some structured principles about, you know, how the Jews, they have the sense of, if you can chip away all the bits outside of the law, then you get to the bit in the centre, which is the real truth. And there's this dialogue going on, again, in a very Jewish context that Jesus is having with the scribes and the Pharisees. And then all of a sudden, we get this interlude with the Canaanite woman, and it's not that Jesus is against us asking questions about our faith or trying to get to the bottom of what we believe. For the Jews, it was absolutely critical that they understood how the new covenant, which was brought with Christ by the relationship with God, how that fitted into the old covenant and how it was a fulfillment of the old covenant. So when Jesus is saying he's coming to the lost sheep of Israel, it's in the context of, it is vitally important that God's chosen people, the Jews, understand how the new covenant fits into the old. It's an extension of the two. And similarly, for Christians, it's important for us to understand, looking backwards, how the new covenant that we have fits in with the old. There are not two separate things. You know, the church is not the new Israel, as sometimes it's said. The church is grafted into the branch and the root of Israel and is part of that old and the new covenant together. And actually, the bit in Romans that's missed out, we had verses, what is it, 2 and 3, and then a bit at the end. The bit in Romans that's missed out is the bit that says we as Christians are grafted into that Jewish root. We are branches that are grafted into that Jewish root. So Jesus is talking about how it all fits together. And he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. And he's not, if you like, just talking to them so they can have a better understanding of the law, which is the sense in which they're coming at this from. He's explaining the law to them so they can see it in a new light. He wants them to understand, to question what it really means. And for Christians today, sometimes, you know, that's when we question our faith, that can be a scary thing to do. But you see some of the fundamental churches, perhaps, and some people who have a very fundamentalist belief, who don't feel free to question their faith, and suddenly end up having a crisis of faith because what they see in the world doesn't fit in with what they're taught, and it all begins to fall to pieces. And there is a sense in which having that ability to question our faith, enter into the mystery of faith, is a sign of maturity. And so Jesus is absolutely not against that questioning, but he wants to do that so that we are transformed. If the passage had been started off, it's a living parable, but if it had been started off by, there was a group of scribes and Pharisees who were trying to work out how their lives could be transformed by understanding better the purity laws, and a woman who came along whose life was transformed by faith in Christ, we perhaps get the picture of how these things fit together. Because Jesus is entering into this Jewish debate, and it's like he's saying, okay guys, I can see you don't get this. Let me give you an example. So he takes the debate completely out of this Jewish context, and he goes into what is known as a pagan country, what is seen as a pagan region. It's up to the northwest a bit, towards Tyre and Sidon. And in the notes you'll see that Tyre is almost signified by the fact that Jezebel, who we heard about a couple of weeks ago, going after Elijah, was the daughter of the king of Tyre. It was just seen as a nasty pagan region. So Jesus takes the debate from this Jewish context into a pagan region where, not surprisingly, he meets somebody who's not a believer. And even worse for the scribes and the Pharisees, she's a woman. There could not be a bigger contrast. That's part of the point that Jesus is making. Because the fundamental point he's trying to get to the scribes and the Pharisees and the Jews is it isn't what you believe and what you know about your belief. It's what is the transformation, what's the difference that makes in your life. So here are the scribes on the one hand and the Pharisees and this Gentile pagan woman, the lowest of the low. And what he's saying is, it isn't what you know, it's the faith and the response that generates in you. And if you look at the Canaanite woman, by definition, because she's a woman, she's a Canaanite pig, that she doesn't know the Jewish law. She probably knows about it, but she doesn't know the intricacies of the Jewish law, like the scribes and the Pharisees. But what she does have is a response to the faith in recognizing who Christ is. The Jews prayed 3 times a day for the Messiah to come. Jesus is the Messiah. He's there. They don't recognize him. The Canaanite woman sees Jesus, has heard about what he's done, and sees in him the Messiah. She sees the Lord. And that evokes a response in her, which transforms her life in a way that the scribes and the Pharisees, for many of them, that would never happen. She enters into a relationship with God through Christ in a way that many of the Jews would not. Today's, you know, a time just in the summer when everybody's getting exam results, and you know we've had all this furore about the SATs marking and so on and so forth. And there's, you know, a huge focus on the academic and what do we know and, you know, who's going where. And the beauty of today's passage is it's not about what we know and what we understand, although that's important. It's about what is the response that brings in us. How are we transformed by what we do know, however much or however small that is? How does that impact on our lives? For the Canaanite woman, it absolutely transformed her life. And Jesus is saying, when we look at the laws about purity and about eating, and there are many others that he's been talking about, we miss the point. Because in Christ, we have that absolute purity through the sacrifice that he would make. He is the one who makes our lives pure. It's not about what we know. It's about how we choose to respond. So that our lives can be made pure from the inside. Not from following some rules and regulations. It's important that we strive as Christians to understand more and more about our faith, that we understand more, that we deepen our knowledge of Christ and what we believe. And in that way, sometimes it's easier for us to describe and to talk about our faith in a real and living way to the people around us. But we should never confuse that knowledge and that reading for the response that God asks each one of us to make. Today's world is full of knowledge. We are a knowledge-hungry society. whenever we have a question, probably the first thing we do is type it into Google, and the first place that tends to lead us to, if it's not thisischurch.com, it's Wikipedia. And our world is governed by the knowledge that we have in Wikipedia. And Wikipedia's, you know, it's not bad. There's some good stuff in there. But our faith is not about our knowledge. Our faith is about how we choose to use the knowledge that we have to help us understand the revelation and the transformation that we have in this world through Christ, and how we respond, just as the Canaanite woman did. The Jews and the Gentiles are one together. That's part of what Christ is saying. Interestingly enough, when the Canaanite woman talks about the dogs, even the dogs eat the crumbs, it's not stray dogs, it's not dogs that are wild, it's the family pets. It's the dogs that are part of the family. And even in the words that Jesus uses, he emphasizes the unity that we have with the Jews. He emphasizes the continuity of the old covenant with the new. The challenge to the Jews and the challenge to us today is how we choose to respond to that. Amen.